This is Mornings on ABC Radio Canberra.
And now for some certified hope, happiness, genuine positivity for you. You will have heard, if you've been listening to ABC Radio Canberra over several weeks, about the ABC Canberra Community Spirit Awards. We've asked you to highlight the great achievers for others. The people who do a heck of a lot beyond their own backyard with no motivation except to support as many other people as they can. Mornings has the privilege of focusing on the finalists of the multicultural category, where we whittled down tens and tens of wonderful nominees to just three. It felt unfair in a way, but as you'll hear them today through Friday, I think you'll agree they are all deserving finalists. Dr. Shamaru Mirza founded Sitara's Story, and the aim with it is to break mental health stigma within the cultural and linguistically diverse community in Canberra. And Dr. Mirza is our first of three finalists in the multicultural category of the Canberra ABC Canberra Community Spirits Award. Congratulations, Dr. Mirza, and a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much.
Tell me a bit more about yourself and how you've come to wanting to found Sitara's Story.
Thank you. Thanks for the nomination. I'm basically a regulatory scientist working for the federal government for a while now. So my total focus is on science. But while I was working in medical science arena for a few years, I realized that there are a lot of women in Canberra from multicultural background who still have that mental health stigma within the communities. So I thought that we need to actually do something for these women. You know, there are like language barriers, cultural stigma, lots of issues still they are facing with. So that's why I thought that we need to actually talk to these women and just to know what's bothering them.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that I started working with the Cal Women in Canberra.
There'll be a lot of people who aren't involved or don't have an empathy for those stigmas and those issues within the cultural and linguistically diverse Canberra community. Put us in the picture of what they are, how real that stigma might be.
Oh, that's actually quite intense. I cannot actually disclose everything for confidentiality.
Yeah, but in a general sense, I suppose.
Yeah, just to give you an example, while we were having just, a seminar, workshop, whatever you call it, we realized that living in Canberra for like 20 years, women still suffer from mental health issues due to fertility issues. That actually really bothered me. When you have so much services available in Canberra, living in a developed country, still women cannot just get access to the support that's already available in Canberra. Mm. So that's what bothered us a lot. And we just tried to tell them, look, this is very normal. I mean, fertility issue is nothing. You can consult to a doctor and, you know, just talk to your mentors, your family members. And we realized that when people talk, they vent, they actually get better, they feel more confident, and then they actually go to the services already existing. That's the issue. I mean, we have such a beautiful society in Canberra, so many government services available. It's just we need to tell them that it's okay to talk and okay to go to the services and get the help. That's it.
Was there an experience or two in your life, Dr. Mirza, that set you on this path and made you determined to open up the support, the conversation with a variety of women?
Yes. So, there were, in my life, I must say that I'm quite privileged. I'm from a family that helped me a lot. But there was an incident a few years back. I was just reading a newspaper and then I read about a 14-year-old girl from multicultural background. And it actually happened in Bangladesh. She could not pay the exam fee and she just went to the school and just asked the teacher to let her to sit for the exam. And you know, how much was the exam fee? It's equal to $2, you know, if we just compare Australian and Bangladeshi currency. But the teacher, instead of just letting her to sit for the exam, he humiliated him in front of her friends, and she just took her life after she went home. And then I realized something's wrong with the, you know, mindset of these people. And that inspired me to do something for the women, the adolescent girls in Bangladesh. And then I realized, hey, we are in Canada and we still have similar mental health stigma in our community. So we need to do something for them. So that's actually, you know, just initiated my journey.
Mm. And Dr. Shamaru Mirza is the first of three finalists in the ABC Canberra Community Spirit Awards. She's talking about finding Sitara's story with the key aim to break mental health stigma within the cultural and linguistically diverse community in Canberra. And it's a joy to hear about her work, her passion for supporting all sorts of women and other members of the Canberra community. How do you juggle it, Dr. Mirza? As you say, you have full-time work and other commitments too. How is it that you manage to hold all these roles and still maintain your own life?
No, that's an interesting question. It's difficult, but I do have a great support. I have a beautiful team of 10 professional women. So they are also juggling, maintaining the life work balance. But we usually work on weekends, and we are in collaboration with Canberra Multicultural Women Forum, MEACT, and other mental health organizations like Headspace, Perinatal Wellbeing Foundation. So we do have so beautiful organizations in Canberra. So we believe in collaboration. So in partnership with all these organizations, we have been working for these women in Canberra. So I think it's all about, you know, working together, standing together.
How can anyone who's not a direct part of that community contribute and help here, given, as you've explained, the wonderful benefits to many women if they are just given the services and told it's all right to seek that assistance?
This is interesting. I think we just need to have that, you know, passion to work for people. So that's most important thing. So if anyone wants to work for the Cali community, work to, you know, want to help people around there, so they can just contact us, and we can, we are actually working with volunteers. We have recently trained 15 women from CALD communities as mental health volunteer educators in partnership with MEACT. So these volunteers will go to their own communities, different communities, cultural communities, and talk to those women about, you know, mental health stigma, mental health issues. And mental health is just like physical health. So the knowledge, you know, the education, that's important to work in this area.
The ways in which someone listening now can find out more about Sitara's story, your work, and maybe offer their help or seek further assistance for themselves, how best should they do that, Dr. Mirza?
They can email us, sitaras@sitarastory.com. And also our website is www.sitarastory.com. So they can contact us directly, and, you know, they can email us. So, yeah. Just feel free to just contact us and work with us. We welcome all of you to work for us.
In amongst all the extra things you're doing, the way you are supporting so many different women and families from across Canberra's wonderful spectrum, it is a pleasure to meet you properly, speak with you, and congratulations on being a finalist in the ABC Community Spirit Awards for the multicultural category.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Mornings on ABC Radio Canberra.